All right, boys and girls, ladies and gentlemen, and all the geeks at sea, it's Geek Radio Daily for Monday, March the 3rd, 2008. All you geek without your way, joining you, as always, your just damned attractive hosts, and of course, producer. Host and super producer.
Wow.
That's Billy Flynn.
That's how I roll.
That is how he rolls, ladies and gentlemen. Not everybody knows that. I, ladies and gentlemen, am the vicar.
No, I always go the other way.
Do you now?
And we are coming at you first Monday in March. Outstanding. First show of March.
Third month, third day.
Actually, no, wait. We did a show. We recorded a Geek Radio Daily weekly program on Saturday.
Yeah.
So this is not technically the first show of March.
It's
but
the
anyway,
first,
very close.
It's the first daily show of March.
Yes, it's the first daily show of March.
Daily, so weekly, we'll showy, thingy, monkey, spoogey, squeegee.
So, welcome, everybody. Welcome, and thank you so much for that. We appreciate it. By the way, if you do want to go back and listen to that, it'll also be in the feed. The weekly show shows up in the feed as well.
It does.
So you can listen to that. Thank you, Sam Chupp, our interview guest on Saturday, talking about some RPG stuff. As always, thank you for the doctor, Rich Siegfried. That's what I'm calling him now.
Yeah.
The doctor. Podcast is Rich Siegfried, just for dear God, for everything.
Basically,
all right?
Yes, sir.
That's all we need to say about that. Let's talk TV, baby! It's Monday. That sucks a little bit. You're hungover.
True.
You may have a new tattoo, whatever's going
what?
On for
Where
your
did
weekend,
that come from?
But you can always rely on your good old TV. In fact, if you check out Fox tonight, 2 hours, the first season finale of Terminator, the Sarah Connor Chronicles.
It's made it through a season.
It has. Nobody thought it would.
No.
I certainly didn't.
Based on that pilot from...
We watched the pilot over the summer. We got an advanced copy of the pilot and said, yeah, not going to happen. And look, there you go. You got
there
the whole
is.
Season.
It must have got better is what I've heard.
Them. Apparently.
Just as exciting tonight is going to be on PBS. The Osmonds' 50th anniversary reunion is on.
Well, who knew they were married?
I didn't know they were married. Didn't know that they'd been around for 50 years. All I knew was they were a little bit country, a little
and
bit rock and roll.
A little rock and
absolutely.
Roll. So I saw that coming. All right, ABC tonight. Barbara Walters presents an ABC special called The Royal Family.
Yeah?
Now, it doesn't say she's interviewing any of them, in which case, why do we care? She's just talking about them. Hell, I can do that.
Go for it.
But with Harry, you know, he just got back from Afghanistan.
Really?
Right? So I guess they'll do that. They'll do that to Howie.
If you were a twee, what kind of a twee would you be?
If you were a twee, what kind of automatic weapon would you use?
Yeah. And then Harry'd be like,
well, I don't know. I just got back from Afghanistan, and I'd rather like to talk about that. But Howie, I want to talk about twees. You're a bad woman, Barbara. You're making me weep.
Why are you still wearing short pants, Howie? And why do I now sound like Elmer Fudd?
No, but if you like your short pants, not in USA,
so
it's
sorry.
WWE Monday Night Raw. Those are short, short pants.
They're sweaty. They're slathered up. It's man-on-man wrestling action.
Okay. Not that there's anything wrong
with
that.
Not that there's anything wrong with that.
No, not
CBS sitcom, Summer New, Summer Not. How I Met Your Mother is a rerun. Welcome to the Captain is New. Watch it while you can. 2 and a Half Men is a repeat. And
what?
I love Julia Louis-Dreyfus, New Adventures of Old Christine. New episode.
Excellent.
Tonight on CBS.
Tonight on AMC, they're doing it again. It's a Death Wish followed by Death Wish 2.
Holy crap.
Electric Boogaloo.
All the unanswered questions.
And it took 8 years to answer them.
It took 8 years, but Charles Bronson is back and he's still pissed off.
And he's probably going to shoot somebody.
I expect so.
There is that.
Oh, it's me, TNT, Saving Grace. If you didn't have a chance to check it out yet, I'm a great advocate of this show. I think it will get picked up. But just in case, you can remind yourself why this is a hella good program. 2 back-to-back episodes from Season 1, Saving Grace, tonight, TNT.
Oh, you do enjoy that. Discovery Channel tonight, they're decoding Nostradamus.
They're decoding him.
Yep.
All right.
Apparently, he's made up of a bunch of numbers.
He's coded. Evidently.
Oh,
it's
I
like a
like
Matrix
that,
kind of thing.
Okay.
Hey, how about late night tonight? Conan O'Brien, comic Howie Mandel. Let me say, it's going to be the boring Howie. It's the bald...
Not the rubber glove on his head, Howie?
Exactly. No, it's the bald game show host, Howie Mandel. Not the cool, coked out rubber glove on his head, talking like Bob Howie that we all loved in the 80s.
Tonight on Spike TV, it's they don't have time to bleed. It's Predator.
Oh, they don't. All they have time for is gubernatorial races.
Absolutely. And you think they started doing their political plans there? Craziness.
I don't care.
I don't know. But if we're watching anything tonight, it's probably going to be that they're a Lifetime Television
for women.
Because tonight, an ostracized teen seeks deeper into despair. Tonight, Alexa Vega, and Lisa Vidal star in Odd Girl Out.
And they're ostracized?
Yeah, ostracized teens that aren't happy.
Oh,
wow.
No.
What are the odds of that?
Makes me feel so bad.
Where do you find that
it
at?
It does make me feel bad.
Crazy.
Anyway, let's to hell with it. Let's talk about mail.
I got mail. Yay! I got mail.
From
Yay!
The mailbag.
You've got mail.
Dave last week writes in...
Dave, how you doing, Dave?
Oh, yeah. All right, Dave. We mentioned Dave last week. We mentioned Dave over at firstshowing.net.
No, Screen Geeks.
I forgot. That's right. He's not at firstshowing.net anymore.
Oh, you said firstshowing.net?
Yes,
oh,
I did. Apparently,
did you
I
now?
Said it. He says, no worries. I'm just saying. Just curious to know what the vicar thinks of the other Boleyn girl, which I did not see.
No,
I did not see it.
You have let him down, sir.
I couldn't find a theater in Richmond that was showing it, at least not at a time I needed.
You're
so instead,
man.
We saw Definitely Maybe, which I liked, but that's neither here nor there. Dave continues, Barry and I decided to bite the bullet together, which,
whoa,
by the way, is dirty to watch,
yeah,
and
I
take our
is.
Wives tomorrow.
Okay.
Hopefully one another's, because that's more interesting. I'd have more hope if I'd actually
line,
read a
honey.
Single good review of this. Oh, well, ooh. I'm going to cleanse my palate with Be Kind Rewind after that.
Okay.
And you guys tell everybody over there at Think Geek that you have great shirts. Ooh, damn.
Oh, we call that a zinger is what
all right,
we call that.
Also from Thomas over on the forums, thanks for the gaming news. The Black Death sounds perfect for my girlfriend's birthday. Alrighty then.
What?
She's a gaming geek and biologist, so that's fine. He says, I laughed mysteriously on the phone as I told her that I learned about this on a podcast. So now I just have to steer her away from Geek Radio Daily until after her birthday. I think he actually types, yes he does, he actually types out, mwahaha.
Did he?
See.
That's what the cool kids
there
do.
There you go. Thomas, Geistbear over there on the forums, whatever. Join the forums, by the way. You should do so, you know. We're just getting our forums all set up and rolling so we
can
use
you. And
you
can learn how to give your girlfriend the Black Death.
Oh, damn. It's better than the death shackles because that's no good. GeekRadioDaily.com/forums, or you can just go to GeekRadioDaily.com. There'll be a link
there
to the forums.
There
also, very soon we will have the link up to the promo if we can ever actually get the thing edited and cut and get out there. We have a promo. We just need to get it done, and that'll be there on the front page as soon as we possibly can get it there. Okay?
Just giving more and more.
It's Monday, so we got box office results. We're going to talk about that. Also got your geek news coming at you for this here March the 3rd edition 2008 of Geek Radio Daily.
You've entered the twisted mind of Scott Sigler. You've descended into the inner darkness of Phil Rossi. Now, journey into the imagination of T. Morris. This is Moravi Remastered, the world's first podcast novel, reimagined with a new soundtrack, restored scenes, and the voice talents of Philippa Ballantyne, Christiana Ellis, and George Harab. And the podcast continues in the fall of 2008 with Legacy of Moravi. And in 2009 with an original podcast anthology, The Dragon Clan of Moravi. A project so sweeping in scope. An adventure so epic in scale. It takes two ballsy voiceover professionals to cut the promo. Moravi Remastered. Pirates. Ninjas. And one hell of a good time. Subscribe at www.moravi.net and enjoy the ride.
Geek Radio Daily for Monday, March the 3rd, 2008. Following a little break to wet the palate a little bit there, Billy Flynn.
Yes, yes.
I ate a little something. I got a little water. We went in and tended to Paul Harvey here at the old day job at the radio station.
Yeah.
And we're back, baby!
Right here, just for you!
It is, in fact, Monday. That means the movies were out this weekend, and although I didn't get to see the other Boleyn girl, I instead saw Definitely Maybe, which didn't even make the top 10.
At least you went to the theater.
It's been out for a few weeks, so I expect
I watched the Star Wars trilogy.
Well, that's kind of
special editions, so it means at the end of Jedi, I did have to cover my eyes so I did not see Hayden Christensen.
Well, nobody wants to see Hayden Christensen. Unless you went to see Jumper.
Unless you
and
did.
Somebody probably did. Let's talk box office receipts.
Enough people did, because Jumper came in at number 5, making $7.6 million. After 3 weeks, it's made $66 million. It looks
okay.
Like a bad movie, but apparently enough people went to see it, so there you go.
I don't know what the budget looked like for this thing. I don't have that in front of me, but for a, you know, it's a February picture.
Yeah.
Your leading man is Hayden Christensen.
Samuel L. Jackson's in it with some goofy-looking hair, so.
I'm not going to call him Bargain Basement, but it's not like you're having to pay Tom Cruise. So
that's true.
That might not be too bad.
That's true.
At number 4, the other Boleyn girl only took in $8.3 million, but was also only opening at just over 1,000 screens.
Exactly. So for those amount of screens, because Jumper's still playing on 3,100 screens and made $7.6 million.
Also helps to explain why I couldn't find the bloody thing playing it, but but two theaters in the capital of the damn Commonwealth, and I couldn't find it this weekend.
Oh, why would they do that?
Well, now, Spiderwick Chronicles, also pretty crappy, $8.7 million. This is down like a third.
Yep. But after 3 weeks, made $55 million. It's not a huge, crazy monster hit.
It's
going to
have a higher
enough
budget, though, I think, than Jumper did.
Yeah, DVD, though. On DVD, that's where that movie's going to clean
it's
up.
It's going to
like
be huge. Man. Vantage Point's going to be the same way, which came in number two at the box office this
still
weekend.
Still making $13 million.
Made $13 million. Now, it's going to be top-heavy, because look at the names in this picture. You're real top-heavy for salary on a Vantage Point. This is going to be another movie that is going to make a wad, because it's going to do really well on DVD.
Probably.
Because you can go back. It's going to be the kind of movie you're going to want to go back and look again at the stuff that you missed.
Well, that's kind of what they let you do. You see the same scene.
Well, that's
from,
true.
Like,
it shows it to you, but
of view.
At any rate, it looks good. I haven't seen it, but it looks good. That was in the number two place.
Okay, and coming in at number one is somewhat of a surprise, because while it is the Will Ferrell comedy Semi-Pro, which we all expected to take number one, it only took in $15.2 million.
Yeah, that's the lowest opening for a Will Ferrell movie in over 10 years, ladies
and
gentlemen.
Blades of Glory made $33 million. Yeah. Talladega Nights made $47 million. Both of those, though, PG-13. And that could be, did some of the kids get left out? The big Will Ferrell audience, did they get left out of this equation? I don't know.
But then they feel despondent, and they feel depressed, and they feel ostracized, and they wind up in a
lifetime
television
movie.
So it all comes back. It's like a big circle,
you
Billy.
Can't stop it. There's not
it's
a
like
thing
a
in the world
circle.
You can do to stop it.
All right, the rest of the top 10, I mentioned definitely maybe it was either number 11 or number 12.
Number 11.
Okay, thank you. The rest of the top 10, number 6, Step Up 2, number 2 now. This is for all the swinging young Hepcats. Step
Absolutely.
Up to the streets. I don't know what that is.
That means that the Step Up movie where they're dancing, now they're dancing in the streets.
Okay,
sorry.
Fool's Gold at number 7. Is this the
Matthew McConaughey?
All right, because we were in line and my wife sees this. The vicar looks up and says, "You know, if they're sold out for our movie, I'll always look at Matthew McConaughey."
After 4 weeks making $59 million for a Matthew McConaughey taking his shirt off movie, that's still not pretty good for him. He's done better.
You got Penelope there.
Christina Ricci's
8.
Movie.
And then number 9 and 10, a little bit of leftover box office love. No Country for Old Men up quite a bit.
Almost 70% from last time.
Following the humongous Oscar wins. And then Juno. Juno, which got almost no Oscar love.
Juno.
I believe, at number 10. So there you go. That's box office releases, kiddies.
Like, sir.
Which leaves us about enough time to hit up the old geek news.
I'm not wearing any pants. Film at 11.
All right, GamingReport.com reports that the first batch of stores participating in Free RPG Day is up and online. It is, yeah. Free RPG Day is June 21st, 2008, and the locations are up and available at the ones so far. www.freerpgday.com. If you don't see your friendly local gaming store there on the list, let them know that you want them to participate in the festivities. There's your shout out, One Eye Jocks.
We're going to One Eye Jocks, baby.
Richmond, Virginia's premier gaming shop. Thank you very much.
Good stuff. Ain't It Cool News has a little guy who's calling in. He wrote him an email, I suppose. And allegedly, he knows some of the upcoming slate for Disney movies over the next few years. According to him, Cars 2 could be coming out for a 2011 slot. A third National Treasure movie coming, a fourth Pirates of the Caribbean movie, all rumor, but the good part of this rumor is that he says a new Tron film will be coming out in 3D.
Oh,
that, my friend, that's a rumor that better be
I'm
true.
Just waiting on Disney to pick up the Emmanuel franchise.
Oh, assuming Christelle can come on back. Yeah,
animated.
She can do the voice for that.
Yeah.
Easily.
IGN UK reports that recent figures revealed by the Entertainment Retailers Association show that UK game sales, video games, have trumped music sales for 2007.
Wow.
Retail UK claiming second place right behind DVD sales. And it is on course, video games, to oust DVD as the number one seller in the UK if the trend persists. So
that's right.
Kick 'em. The Brits love them some video games,
Absolutely
baby.
Absolutely they do. A Massachusetts General Hospital neurologist, Dr. Daniel Hotch?
Who got the Hotch?
Wants to learn whether therapy administered in Second Life, the virtual world created by Linden Labs, can have benefits in the world that we share with our spouses, kids, death, and taxes. What they want to do is like have doctors be able to go into Second Life and look at people that are acting out there, talking to them, people that may not be going to the hospital. So basically they're going in there to find patients, which means we're going closer and closer to the Matrix.
Dun dun dun. So are they going to treat you, or are they going to treat your avatar?
Your avatar actually has your real symptoms,
you see.
Yeah, think about it. That's what they're saying. People are, they're sick. They go to Second Life. They talk to folks.
All right, that makes my hair hurt.
Okay.
IGN finally reporting a rumor that Paramount Home Entertainment is considering the initial release of Cloverfield to be a bare-bones release. with all their time and resources going into releasing a Blu-ray version of the film on time instead of focusing on the special edition features. This, of course, means a double dip of the first blockbuster of 08 will be inevitable, kids.
Thank you so much for that. Mozilla's been working on a mobile version of Firefox since last year.
I love Firefox.
And they're trying to repeat the success of it on the PC, but so far, nope, negotiations keep breaking down. It turns out your cell phone companies don't want you to have Firefox because Mozilla apparently can't pay them enough money. So the best browser out there, you're not getting it on your phone anytime soon at all.
You heard it here first, y'all. Geek Radio Daily for Monday, March the 3rd of 2008, ladies and gentlemen. Production of Real Media Radio Networks recorded here at the WRAR Worldwide Studio Headquarters high above historic Tappahannock, Virginia. Email us at podcast@geekradiodaily.com or Billy Flynn at or Vicar at. And subscribe to iTunes and join the brand new forums over there at geekradiodaily.com.
You'll love them!
If it bleeds, we can kill it.